Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, here you are, ladies and gentlemen. A chaplain from the United States Navy, former chaplain, but still chaplain in our eyes here, and that is Gordon Klingenschmidt, and he's with us tonight for a little bit longer. So we're going to take more calls at 1-800-313-9443. That is our number, and I think Roger is next in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen, and thankfully the short ways back after about a 14-minute crash in the middle there. I think the forces of darkness are arrayed, huh?
What do you mean by that now?
Well, there was a shortwave crash.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
How long?
About 14 minutes.
Oh, well, that happens with regularity.
Yes.
Was it on the internet was not interrupted, though?
Or presumably not.
The other stations. Okay. By the way, isn't it your state? Wasn't it William Penn who said if men will not be ruled by God, they will be ruled by tyrants?
Yeah, I don't know if that was William Penn. It might have been.
okay.
Chaplain Klingenschmidt, I'd like to ask for your response to this, what I should say, hopefully clarifications, and I expect needful corrections to this response from my Senator Charlie Dent regarding your matter. And one of the, just these two quickly, first paragraph, unfortunately, during the course of his work as a chaplain, Lieutenant Klingenschmidt was charged with a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, specifically failing to obey a lawful order. The charge arose because he wore his uniform at a public press conference, and the Navy had ordered him not to wear the uniform at that event. Could you respond to that first, please?
Yes, sir. That's almost true, except they gave me prior written permission to wear my uniform during any act of public worship. And so at the press conference, in fact, my commander specified, he said, I'm not sure if it's going to be a worship event or not, you have Navy uniform regulations specifically permit a chaplain to wear his or her uniform during any act of public worship. And so that's all I did. I went there and I said a prayer. What they ruled, though, is that prayer is not worship, that public worship is only safe inside the Sunday chapel, that what I did in uniform was not public worship. That's worshiping in public, and worshiping in public is not protected by federal law. They had redefined the phrase public worship as a term of art, and that's how they enforced, that's how they got around federal law, which since 1860 has always allowed public worship in uniform.
So we can safely say at the least that this was a post facto application precluding that you would have in fact prayed at the event and that you would have known not to have prayed at the event, yes?
That's exactly right. They didn't make it retroactive. In fact, the Navy, I did the same thing on 30 March that I did back in 7 January. At both events, I was at a press conference in front of the White House, and all I did was say a prayer. Totally legal on 7 January, totally illegal on 30 March. Now, what's the difference? Because on 21 February, they passed the bad Navy policy to restrict Sunday worship to the restrict public worship to the Sunday chapel. Well, that was the policy I was going after. I wanted to prove, and I invited them to enforce their bad policy, which unfortunately they did against me, but I did that to expose the corruption that's inherent in the bad policy. And Congress agreed with me, said, yeah, that's a bad policy. We're rescinding the bad policy. Congress agrees the order was unlawful. Well, then why does the Navy still continue to enforce it as if it was a lawful order when it was based on an unlawful policy that was already now rescinded by Congress?
And second and last, the statement, subsequent to these proceedings, however, Lieutenant Klingenschmidt attempted to switch the faith of the Academy, please.
All right, I'll tell you what. Stay on the line there, Roger, and we'll allow you to complete that sentence from the letter. All right, we'll be back with our guest, Gordon Klingenschmidt, in just 3 minutes from now with your call. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
And we are back now on the program, and our caller Roger is still there from Pennsylvania. Roger, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, go ahead now. You wanted to state that second part of that point.
Second and last. Subsequent to these proceedings, however, Lieutenant Klingenschmidt attempted to switch faith endorsers. He renounced his Episcopal designation, which I would just add parenthetically, I could speculate would be to find a less perversion-friendly church, among other things, on parentheses, and instead decided to apply for a designation with the chaplaincy of Full Gospel Church. However, because of court-martial conviction, the endorsers of the new church would not approve him.
Hmm. Oh, that's absolutely false. I mean, that's totally false. I was immediately ordained by the chaplaincy of Full Gospel Churches. Hmm. In fact, for 2 days, I had an overlap where I was endorsed by two churches at the same time. But you're right, I did resign from the Evangelical Episcopal Church, and now he's punishing me for switching religions, for switching from one endorser, one bishop, to another endorser, another bishop.
Would I be correct in guessing that even if this was not apparently a lie now in this letter, that the Navy would have historically been lax in allowing maybe months or even a year or more to find a new endorser?
Well, that's correct. The policy requires they immediately re-endorse or recertify my credentials upon receipt of a new endorsement. So they violated their own policy. But more than that, 45 other chaplains have switched endorsers with absolutely no problem. but I am the very first chaplain in Navy history to switch endorsers and not be recognized for my new credentials. So that's the reason they used to kick me out.
Well, just to look at the worst case, are you aware of any that had lapses in endorsement that were still carried until they found a new one?
Oh, sure. They typically carry these for at least 90 days or
and
more, and they give them lots of time. But
you didn't even have any lapse. Do you have any guesstimate as what would account for this obvious lie in this letter?
Well, I don't know if it was directly maybe the senator's staff was misinformed, but it sounds like the Navy's up to its old tricks. They have their PR machine going, and they're defending the institution at all costs. They're no longer defending the Constitution.
I'll be happy to
First
send
Amendment.
You a copy of this letter if it would help.
I would love to. Please, I have a P.O. box. It's on my website.
I'll get it off your website. God bless.
Just click on the donate page, and the address is there.
All right. Thank you, Roger, for that point. Also, you, Chaplain, you had run into some opposition from some of the other chaplains or religious scribes, so to speak, and one of them, I believe, was, Gary Pollitt? Was that one of the guys that didn't quite agree with you?
I don't remember that person's name, but you're right. Several senior chaplains, of course.
He was one of the Baptists, I believe.
It's possible that he made some statements against me. A lot of these senior chaplains, well, that's how they get promoted. They water down their prayers,
and
they get quickly promoted into high-level positions. And so anytime a chaplain prays in Jesus' name, they, you know, frown on that. They defame us as immature or insensitive. Or
well, he was trained in a Baptist seminary, according to the article on WorldNetDaily.com, and then he had standing in the United Church of Christ, which, of course, is as far left as you can get in the Christian denomination, so to speak.
You're right. That's the church that does gay weddings. That's the church
exactly.
That, wanted my sailors to go to a pro-gay church that I wouldn't support.
Right, exactly. All right, very good. And what is this about the $3,000 fine that had come up?
Sure. Well, the jury recommended that I get a suspended fine of $3,000, but that was never enforced. I never did have to pay that. Instead, they just took away my $1 million pension. That was the bigger punishment was the letter of reprimand, because that effectively ended my career.
All right, exactly. All right, let's take another call here from, I believe, Ratkin from Vermont. Is that right? Ratkin?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello there.
Yes, Rick, thank you.
You're on the air with our guest.
Yes. Listen, I'm probably going to be the one dissenter here. And
that's all right. We want different calls. Go right ahead.
I joined the Navy in 66. I was going to get drafted, and I said, well, as a red-blooded American, I've got to fulfill my duty to my country. That was the propaganda of that time, and it's still going on.
Uh-huh.
And my contention, Mr. Klingenschmidt, is that when I hear you praying in the name of Jesus, this is blasphemy. Gee, when you were on the ship there with the missiles going off to Baghdad, Iraqi freedom, you indicated a sense of pride in your country. You know what we were doing? We were doing genocide, omnicide against the poor Iraqis. These are all contrived wars. I refused to go to Vietnam and kill innocent women and kids. For a long time, I felt I was betraying my country. I feel now, having learned that all these wars are contrived, we need to say no to war and not go along with it. And Jesus would say the same thing. And for you to be praying in the name of Jesus is blasphemy. It is repugnant.
Well, there you go. Now, there's an opposing viewpoint on what exactly constitutes the Christian gospel, Gordon.
Well, thank you so much for those comments. Of course, as a chaplain, I am a non-combatant. But I did support our president, and I believe in religious freedom. I think the rules of engagement for our soldiers are that they only shoot at those Iraqis that first shoot at them. So anyone who starts shooting an American soldier must be a Saddam loyalist and obviously, you know, wants to take his life in his own hands at his own risk. But the other point is about the nature of my prayers. You know, the Bible, I think, is very clear. Jesus said that, if anyone will come to the Father, that he is the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And so I don't know any other way to pray. I'm sorry, I would love to pray a non-sectarian prayer, but that's not how the Bible teaches me to pray. I just, I continue to pray in Jesus' name. Jesus said, if anyone wants to come to the Father, he must come through me. And that he also said, if anyone will ask anything of the Father in my name, I will grant that prayer, and I will answer that prayer. So it's one thing to pray a prayer to a false god. You can pray that, and maybe God, you know, I don't think he will answer those prayers. But when I pray sincerely out of humility in Jesus' name, I think God does answer those prayers.
Well, listen, my grandfather was a Methodist minister, and my father actually taught Sunday school. That was my mother's father was the minister. I have a real problem with religion, because the tribes in way off in some remote place who've never heard of Jesus, does that mean they're not going to heaven? No, heaven is right here on earth, and if you did your homework on who Saddam Hussein is, a CIA operative, just like Tim Osman, the government code name for Osama, you would be fighting against these tribe wars. And you haven't mentioned Rabbi Reznikoff. It's all about balkanization of our cultures to destroy, the Puritans who came over to get away from the impression of maybe the Vatican. You know, I have a friend who's totally says the Zionists do everything. So, you know what? I think they're being used as you're being used, and you're a pawn, and you don't even know it. Learn your history. The RBN.
All right, Ratkin, are you a first-time caller on my show?
I'm a first-time caller, and I've always loved your show. And I thought you've been very good, and I was so upset when you had Joe Cortina on, and you got, and all of a sudden you went off the air,
mm-hmm.
and Joe, and Joe made the comment that the
yep.
new soldiers of today are not of the old soldiers.
No, I know. I know, and I'm going to get him back on in the future again. We've had a little problem, and we're going to correct it and get him on again. That's a different time, a different subject, you know.
But it has to do with spirituality.
I understand that. Yes, I understand. I just don't want to introduce a subject matter which our guest is not familiar with, or a guest. You know, you understand. But I appreciate your call and your comments. And, you know, I entertain all points of view, as you know. So call again. Thank you very much, Ratkin, in Vermont. And let's take another call here. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Hello, Steve. You're on the program with Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Well, good evening, Rick and Mr. or Pastor Klingenschmidt.
Yep.
I want to take an exception with something I heard one of your earlier callers speak about, and I've heard it time and time again from so many different people in this country that just do not read the Constitution and know what it says. The first mm-hmm. five words the First Amendment
mm-hmm.
says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. There's another good book that is very useful when it comes to stuff like that, and that book is a dictionary. You know, and when we go to that dictionary and we look at the word either respect or respecting, you know, respect says, the very first one says particular, detail, point. You come on down to where it says respecting. The definition for respecting is regarding or concerning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what that says to me in reading the way that is written, that Congress should make no laws concerning religion. Period.
Now that is a certainly a valid point, and I want to address that when we come back from the break. Can you hang on, please?
Sure.
All right. Stay with me. And, Gordon, you may jump in as well, obviously, since you're the guest. All right? You stay with me, too, Gordon Klingenschmidt. All righty? Excellent. Okay. We'll do that. We'll take a break now. And if we have any stragglers, last-minute callers, now's the time to jump aboard at 1-800-313-9443. And we're going to have Bob Chapman on tomorrow night. From the International Forecaster, a lot of scary things he's talking about, too. So stay with us all this week, every night, on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on rbnlive.com, with Rick Adams, your Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we're back now with our guest, Gordon Klingenschmidt. Steve, you presented a statement there. Let Gordon respond to what you were saying about the Constitution. Gordon?
Well, you're absolutely right. The Founding Fathers obviously wanted no federal government religion. I think the liberal left now has established the government as their official religion, and they're using that to shove a civic religion down everybody's throats. And that's already been outlawed by the Supreme Court. 1991, Lee versus Wiseman specifically ruled that nobody in any sector of government can even suggest the content of any man's prayer, because that would be a violation of the Establishment Clause and the freedom of expression.
And that was in our own state of Rhode Island, the Wiseman case, where this Jewish ACLU man who opposed the invocation where Jesus Christ's name was mentioned at a public junior high school.
Yes.
So that again, is another example of what we're speaking about. But you don't seem to agree with that, Steve. You seem to think otherwise?
No, I think that I think he's saying exactly what I said.
Oh, all right, okay. I thought maybe you were going in a different direction. Go ahead.
No, it's just that they have played with words so much and twisted things around.
Yes, I would agree.
Nobody really looking at that and taking the time to pull out a dictionary and look up what those words mean.
Right.
Those are very important. The use of words.
Well, it's important to know, because if you read the Federalist and you read the diaries even of the men who wrote the Constitution, what they were saying, though many of them were not Christian, no doubt about that, they were trying to restrict government, not religion. And they didn't mean to restrict religion from government, but government from religion. In essence, and the whole point was that Congress could not get involved in passing laws. Now we have the Supreme Court and the courts getting involved in making law, and that was what they were trying to prevent more than anything with regard to the First Amendment. You follow?
Well, yeah, and that's just
judicial tyranny.
They have twisted things in so many different ways, the separation of church and state. You know, nowhere in the Constitution have I read anything about a separation of church and state. You know, what it says
right.
is that, you know, Congress shall make any laws regarding religion.
It's not there. It's not there.
It came from a letter written by Thomas Jefferson.
And even that, you know, it was invented and concocted by the courts. Again, the judicial activist courts from the 1930s on. Prior to that, it had no relevancy whatsoever.
Say that in 1802, President Thomas Jefferson established the first Navy regulations with the primary duty of every chaplain
mm-hmm.
to say prayers at appointed hours in front of the crew. And so now, if the guy who invented, supposedly, separation of church and state has appointed chaplains to pray in front of sailors, then where do we get off telling chaplains they're not allowed to do that anymore?
All right. Yes. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's move along to our last call right now. Chris is on the air. Hello, Chris.
Thank you, Rick. I just going to ask a question to your guest, the chaplain.
Yes, go ahead.
God bless you. I was drafted in this is way back in 65. They sent us to Vietnam, spent a year there, and did prayers. And there was no kind of harassment at that time. I get some of the publications of the great Judge Roy Moore and Rick Adams. I'm going to ask you if you explain the name Yahweh. But I'm asking your guests, and God bless you for doing this. I didn't hear all the show. Was there somebody specifically that told you, or do you know who it was, that you can't use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Was a specific person, or was it just in a form letter?
No, it was a specific person, Chief of Navy Chaplains Lou Iacello, two-star admiral, Roman Catholic priest, told me in writing that if I pray in Jesus' name, I'm denigrating other faiths, and I should stop doing that. He refused to rescind his predecessor's 1998 prayer memo that suggested that if we pray in Jesus' name, we ought to exclude ourselves from participation because we're insensitive and incompetent and discourage praying in Jesus' name. This has been a long-standing Navy problem, and the Chief of Navy Chaplains is to blame.
Thank you. Boy, is he going to have to repent or change
All
his
right.
mind.
Okay, we'll get into that sacred name some other night, though, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Of Yahweh. All right. Well, Chaplain, again, people want to reach you by the Internet, www.persuade.tv. They can reach you. And is there a phone number that people can call who don't have access to the Internet?
I would suggest writing me a letter to my P.O. Box.
That's fine.
I can give that out. It's P.O. Box 9226. Norfolk, Virginia, 23505. I'll say that again.
Sure.
It's P.O. Box 9226, Norfolk, Virginia, 23505. And we need contributions to my legal defense fund. We need people to sign the petition to Secretary Robert Gates. Best way is through my website, persuade.tv.
And people to invite you to speak in their state before some body of legislators or whatever, right?
Yes, absolutely right.
And one final question for those of us out there. I know how to do it, but I know there are people asking. You've given us the address, blah, blah, blah. How do you spell Klingenschmitt?
Oh, that's such a wonderful question. It's got 14 letters, and it's KLINGENSCHMITT.
All right. It's a nice Italian name. I like that.
Sure.
Just kidding. Well, yeah, of course. Chaplain, thank you for coming back and explaining the situation to us, and it's been my pleasure.
God bless you, Rick,
thank
and all
you.
Your audience in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Good night now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back with a half hour of open conversation left in the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America with Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we are back now and getting into some new territory tonight here. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't had a chance to really talk one-on-one for some time with all the guests coming up. We are scheduling a former Illuminati man to come on the program from Europe by phone in the not-too-distant future, any day now, if not this weekend, by next week, hopefully we'll be able to arrange that. Thursday night we do have Christopher Ketchum coming on, who has written some articles about Palestine and what has gone on there that has escaped much attention. And now we have these reports about AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, pushing to eliminate anti-Iran war language from Nancy Pelosi's Iraq bill by Mr. Rosenthal, or Rosenberg, actually. And he is one of the columnists who has written about this. As everyone knows, the House and Senate Democrats are trying to put together an Iraq war spending bill that will pressure Mr. Bush to bring the troops home sooner than later. What a joke that is. We saw what they've done in recent days by caving in. And no wonder, the skeletons are in their closet. There is a general consensus on most issues referring to Iraq. However, the authoritative Congressional Quarterly Daily Report reveals even today, that some Democrats are fighting Speaker Pelosi's language, which would prevent the president from going to war in Iran without the approval of Congress. Simply put, she wants to avoid a repeat of the Iraq experience in Iran. At least she says that, okay? She's playing the good cop here. For the Democrats, this is a no-brainer. But according to some Congressional Quarterly pages, some of the same Democrats most vehement about ending the Iraq debacle are resisting denying the president unilateral authority to go to war in Iran. The hypocrisy obviously is outstanding, as some have noted, but it is worth noting the reason that AIPAC, which of course is just beginning with its big conference, which Dick Cheney addressed just yesterday or the day before, begins in Washington. Indeed, thousands of citizen lobbyists being deployed to Capitol Hill right now to deliver that message that Iran must be dealt with, and not diplomatically, but with military options, one way or another, sooner rather than later. So this battle over the Pelosi language is one of the major battles behind the scenes. It's not making big headlines right now. I thought you needed to know that. But then again, we're not surprised, are we? We are not surprised, given the makeup of Congress and the control over the Congress exercised by the Zionazis. So I just thought I would mention that to you. And let's see, here's something here from the NewStatesman.com. Australia, the new 51st state, by John Pilger. A nascent Israeli lobby in Australia is bolstered by media mogul, you guessed it, Rupert Murdoch, whose name came up earlier in the program. And let's see, Mr. Olmert admits blueprint for 2006 war, preceded the conflict, and that's by Nawar Semaha, Daily Staff star. And what else do we have here, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Well, that's just, yes, the world says no to Israeli occupation mobilization in Washington, D.C. The U.S. campaign and United for Peace and Justice are sponsoring a two-day mobilization in D.C. to protest the 40th anniversary of Israel's illegal military occupation of the Palestinian West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. Under the banner, "The World Says No to Israeli Occupation," the U.S. campaign and the UFPJ will hold a massive rally, teach-in, and grassroots lobbying day, and that will be forthcoming, ladies and gentlemen. And now, we have talked about, for some time, the so-called Real ID Bill. Well, that's one of the things that many of the states now are demanding a pullout out of. And thank goodness for that. Vermont leading the way. In addition to that, however, we might note many of these groups, such as Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly's group, Howard Phillips, and various and sundry other groups now, are opposed to the globalist plan for the North American Union. And now we read that a dozen states in America are working on resolutions now. They're not binding resolutions, but they are resolutions that would oppose not only the implementation, but the idea of a North American Union or other plans that would lead to the integration of the United States into a larger structure. Americans are rapidly learning the new vocabulary of the globalists, says Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum, and they don't like it. While President Bush, members of Congress, and Bush administration officials deny there are plans for a North American Union under the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, some state legislatures are taking no chances. Already, 12 states have introduced resolutions to oppose the SPP, the NAU, and even the idea of the Amero, a proposed currency that could be used to replace the dollar. The resolutions are typically in opposition to the creation of the North American Free Trade Act, superhighways along the model of the Trans-Texas Corridor, and the car-truck-train pipeline corridor, 4 football fields wide, being built parallel to Interstate 35 from Laredo to the border of Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City. Schlafly told lawmakers and their constituents are reacting against a wide range of concepts and structures generated by the increasing pace of the integration of North America they see under this Bush administration. And so she says that's why state legislators are responding with resolutions criticizing a North American community. SPP, harmonization of regulations, NAFTA superhighways, foreign-owned toll roads, totalization of Social Security, and speculation about the Amero. Schlafly explained, quote, the groundswell is growing against measures that lead to economic integration with other countries. Now, Howard Phillips, Conservative Caucus, and others are also in the forefront of this battle. And as you know, Robert Pastor is an, quote, American University professor who is using his book toward a North American community to promote a regional government and adoption of the Amero as a common monetary currency to replace the dollar and the peso. The resolutions are typically worded to oppose, in addition to the SPP and the NAU, the construction of NAFTA highways and all of that. Well, that's just wonderful. That's wonderful. Seeing as George Bush has been whining and dining with Mr. Calderon now in Mexico and basically telling the boys there and telling the girls and boys here in Congress, we're ready, man, we're ready. Yeah, we're just rubbing our hands. We want amnesty for illegal. Only we don't call them amnesty and we don't call them illegal. That's right. That's right. We can't call them illegals anymore because that doesn't sound nice. Now, George Bush calls Syrians terrorists. He calls Iranians terrorists because they allegedly are mobilizing a campaign to kill our men and women in uniform in Iraq. But he wouldn't dare call any of the drug pushers, his friends, the drug runners, the criminals, the terrorists coming over the border daily. He wouldn't dare refer to them as terroristas. No, no. He calls them overstayers. Well, of course, you know darn right well that the beat goes on with George Bush congratulating the Congress, the Democrats, for working with the Republicans, there isn't a dime's worth of difference, to sell America down the river. Let's have a blanket amnesty program, and let us call it a worker program, a guest worker program, which, of course, is nonsense. Since they are not guests, people that invade your land, take over your house, and barricade themselves in are not guests. And we saw that with George Bush's ranch in Crawford, and we saw what happened when Cindy Sheehan tried to get a little close, how Mr. Bush did not treat her as a guest. So, we know he's full of beans and prune juice, and we know that George Bush is just one puppet of the New World Order. That's no secret anymore, all right? Even the most shy of conservative apologists for the Bush administration are now beginning to see that. And I'm glad Phyllis Schlafly has seen that over the last few years. I'm glad that people like Howard Phillips have helped to open their eyes to what's been going on. And that's fine. That's great. No doubt about it. But that, my friends, that is the issue in a nutshell. The Congress with a Democratic leadership and George Bush plan to pass this blanket amnesty. That's what they'd like to do. Sell out this year, this session of Congress. And this cannot be allowed to happen. It's simply cannot be allowed to happen under any circumstance. The end of America, the end of our nation. That is the agenda of this administration. Make no mistake about it. Now, that's not all, as they say, ladies and gentlemen. That is not all. I might advise you, as we have seen in recent days, that some men, including Chuck Baldwin, of course, as you know, ran for president as well, feel that impeachment now is too good for George Bush. He's talking about tarring and feathering now. And, the only thing is, I think that's too soft as well. I think the old shotguns is a little bit better, you know, the long arms at the State House. I like that idea a lot better than the tarring and the feathering. Why waste the tar and why waste the feathers? They're too good. Ladies and gentlemen, they are just too good for this administration. And with Dick Cheney egging on the Congress and AIPAC for another war with Iran, the time has come to put an end to it. The time has come to say, no, right now, all of you standing up in unison and saying, we're not going to tolerate this any longer. We have two men now sitting in jail here. Well, one has been sitting in jail. He's got a 12-year term, a sentence over his head. Mr. Ramos, Ignatius Ramos, who, of course, was a Border Patrol agent, who has been convicted now, illegally, in my opinion, and now in jail, in prison, in danger all the time, because George Bush will not pardon this man and commute his sentence. He will not do any such thing. And we know the reason why. We know the reason why. George Bush is the criminal. He is the criminal. And indeed, we'll go right to the phones and take some feedback from me, for me, with me, right now. David in Massachusetts. Hello, David.
Hello. I've heard your eloquence. You've made so many good points, I felt like hanging up because there's nothing more to say.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. Go right ahead. You must have something to add.
Okay, I just want to talk about concerning your guest there, Klingenschmitt.
Yeah.
I do want to say this, that I know that Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter or made some public pronouncement during the time. I don't know if he was president or not. I forgot. But he did say that chaplains should be barred from the Army and Navy.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that was too close of a connection between the government and religion.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention that in regard.
Well, that's a separate issue. I mean, it is related, but I would agree. When we had Klingenschmitt on last year, I brought that up, and I said I don't think they should be paid by the government. Number one, I don't think any pastor, any priest, any chaplain should be paid with government taxpayers' money.
You're buying them off.
Yeah, and I don't think they should accept. I don't want to accept any of the money from the government. I think that compromises you right there, you know? I can't accede to it. I agree with you on that, and I agree with Jefferson.
Now, here's another point I want to bring out. Is this Pasteur the one that is a professor of economics?
Yes, Robert Pasteur.
Where is it, in Washington, D.C.?
I don't have that in front of me right now. I just had the article here, and I just skipped it. But he is a professor, and he is challenging. He has been challenged to a debate with Dr. Jerome Corsi this May, I believe, on this very issue, the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
So Pasteur is the alleged founding father of this Amero.
Yes, well, not the Amero so much as the NAU, the North American Union for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Okay. I wanted to get that name.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought that he may have been. We're not sure. I'd have to look it up. That he may have been, or may be, a professor of economics at a college.
Mm-hmm. He is a professor. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here's another point. I think that, it's a great danger to the country, just to repeat something that should be repeated, the tremendous danger to the security of our country to have these monster highways built, which would make it even more impossible than it is now to curtail illegal immigration, drug dealing, and other illegal things being brought into the country. as well as legal things,
mm-hmm.
like these onions of very low quality that got all those people sick some years ago after NAFTA was passed, when those
yeah.
people were made sick for a month out in Chicago area
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
by infected onions from Mexico. And here's the United States, which grows mountains of onions. All of this is just another plan to drive the prices of farm products down, you know, keep driving them down and driving out of business medium and small farmers.
At the same time, driving up the cost of fuel for them.
Absolutely.
So they can't continue to stay in business. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, huh?
I would much rather eat the local onions you get here in New England
sure.
when they're in season than any of these onions from these monster truck farms.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. The closest to home is always the best, the freshest.
And I like to always buy whenever I can from farmers markets.
Yes.
I like to buy from, and I do it any time I'm able.
All right, David. Thank you for that commercial. I appreciate
okay.
it. All right. Well, we'll be back with Rita next as we reach the close of the program. Rick Adams with you tonight on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And we are back now, and I'm going to take one, I think one final call for tonight. Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita.
Oh, hi, Rick. Yeah, what a really fascinating guest you had there.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And, you know, I've got to say, you know, my heart goes out to him there, but I kind of like was with that one caller that had the guts to question his faith and kind of, you know, because this is where we're starting to get, you know, peeling the onion back, and we've got to sort of keep peeling it, you know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And, well, the other thing I wanted to talk about is I found a really good website called The Good News About God. It's by Dr. Lorraine Day.
And oh, yes, yes.
It's you can just type in www.goodnewsaboutgod. It's just all one word, goodnewsaboutgod.com. And
right.
It's got, have you seen that?
I am familiar with her and her websites, yes.
Yeah, it's a really, so I just wanted to tell everybody because probably most of the people that listen to your show would be interested in it. And I wonder, have you ever think about having her on?
I'd love to have her on, but she's very hard to get on a radio interview. It's been a while. I'd love to get her on because she is quite good in not only the field of nutrition and healing herself of breast cancer, but she's also well aware of the issues of globalism and Zionism and one-worldism. She's very aware of them. She's come to the defense of Ernst Sundell and others. So if you can help, if you can help get her on, I'd love to get her on.
I think she's definitely, definitely one of us. And, you know, some of the time we've got some wolves in sheep's clothing out there, and so it's kind of hard to, I mean, I was really interested to hear what, when Chris Boleyn talked about AFP and saying that Chris Petheridge is an avowed Satanist, you know, that just kind of opened my eyes. Said, whoa, what the heck's going on?
I never heard that before.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got to think about what's going on. And it's kind of like we've got gatekeepers and, you know, maybe some of them are them, you know.
It's, anything is possible in this world that we live in. Make no mistake about that, but I want to deal in what I know and not what I'm not sure of, you know. So that's why I'm very cautious when I hear things being said, because it can work both ways, you know.
Okay, all right.
All right, Rita. Somebody's trying
really
to get you.
Show, Rick. Just
thank
keep
you.
It up.
Good night. Okay. Good night. I will. Thank you. Somebody's trying to get you, Rita. I think that's what it is. Maybe it's Satan. Anyway, I'm trying to get me for a long time. All right, I hear some laughter there in the airwaves, but anyway, I'm not surprised, right? All of you are having a good laugh. Well, we have to have a laugh once in a while. I mean, you know, if we don't have a laugh, what goodness, what is there to life? We have to, you know, we're in the world, but we can't be of the world at the same time. If we're in the world, we have to live in it. We just can't be like we're living in a cloud. Like just the other day when I was at the mall here. And I'm eating a nice dinner there, and all of a sudden, my front tooth, no, not the tooth itself, but the filling, comes out. And there I am, looking like Bugs Bunny. And I have to laugh about it. Now, when I get the bill to fix it next week, I'm not going to be laughing. But now I will. How's that? All right. Well, another night, we survived. Tomorrow night, we will be back, Lord willing. 9 o'clock Central. I think Bob Chapman will be here with something to say, international forecaster. And we'll do that tomorrow night. Welcome your calls and participation. And until that time, this is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, wishing you all a blessed good night.